Welcome to the Take Your Power Back Show with Peak Performance Breakthrough Coach, Kim Yater. Today's empowering program will encourage you to step into your power, to take action in your leadership, and allow your voice to be heard. Listen in today as we speak to other freedom-loving Americans that are making a positive impact in the world by standing in truth amid adversity. Learn how to take your power back in your freedom, in your personal and professional life, in technology and creativity, and in your faith. Be inspired. Be encouraged. Be transformed. Together, let's take your power back with our host, Peak Performance Breakthrough Coach, Kim Yater.
Good morning from the Take Your Power Back Show. I'm your host, Peak Performance Master Coach, Kim Yater, and I gotta tell you today, we've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to make it quick, we're going to make it effective, and we're going to make it a difference right here in your great state, my great state of California. Now, here's the deal. Get ready, because you are logged into the Take Your Power Back Show. This is the only broadcast that refuses to let this state die quietly. First of all, it's not going to die. It's going to rise again. Now, we just came off one of the most explosive governor showdowns in California's history. No holds barred debate where our 2026 hopeful governor candidates had a question to answer among many. But one of the key questions that they all had at this governor candidate was, how are you going to fix the rigged elections in California? And how are you going to win in a climate where your people have lost faith in the system? Hundreds of you were there in person. Thousands upon thousands have watched the raw footage of this showdown. And I'm telling you, we are not going to let this be held back, regardless of what the mainstream media has tried to do to silence us. The verdict is unanimous. The machines, the use of the Dominion machines, the Smartmatic machines, the use of those machines must go. Right now, in 2025, if we rally behind any candidate the old way, where everybody's saying, get behind a candidate, get behind a candidate, get behind a candidate, without implementing the strategy to take our elections back in the state of California, we will lose. If we rally behind any candidate the old way, that is what will happen. We need an absolute revolution right now. How we vote before we even go on and say, hey, this is who I'm standing for. Listen, we're still telling the numbers right now. We are still standing for our candidates, but we have got to take our elections back and take our vote back. Today, we're going to see the 10-minute clip Sacramento is desperately trying to erase. This is the showdown governor clip where we meet the candidates running for governor in the state of California and answering that election integrity question. And then we get to meet today our 21-year election-proving warrior who proves that elections can be rigged. He's going to show you how to stop the rigging and provide a real solution so that we, the people, can take our power back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Clint Curtis from Shasta County, ROV, in the studio today. Gosh, he was with us at the Take Your Power Back California Governor Showdown. He is a rock star. He is somebody who is implementing what we need to do to take our power back. Now, before I bring you in, I want to give you a brief history of this warrior, Clint Curtis. He is the ROV, Registrar of Voters Clerk in Shasta County, which has gone to paper ballot hand count. Now, They're utilizing a tabulator, but we, the people, are in control. So Clint Curtis never set out to enter politics. I think he's like me. I'm not into politics. I'm into truth, right? Now, that changed the day he was asked to write code to that could secretly flip votes in a voting machines. At the time, Clint was a Republican and a computer programmer under contract with the state of Florida. Believing the request was to demonstrate vulnerabilities in voting systems, he created the code. However, he later learned that the software was intended to be used in an actual election to manipulate those elections. This revelation prompted him to change his political affiliation to Democrat. So hang on a second. He was sitting at a Democrat. Wait. This revelation prompted him to change his political affiliation to Democrat. Oh, we got to figure this out. As he felt betrayed by his party's actions. Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican. We need to figure out where this guy really stands right now. That moment set the course for the rest of his life. It certainly did. We've heard the echoes of Shasta taking their power back, right? Clint blew the whistle, testified under oath before Congress, and met with top Democrats, including then Senator Barack Obama, believing real reform would follow. But surprise, surprise, nothing happened. Then political focus shifted elsewhere, and the issue quietly disappeared from the headlines. That silence crushed Clint Curtis. It crushed him enough to take action. You see, Clint returned to school and he said, I'm going to earn a law degree, not for status, but so he could more effectively advocate for what had become his calling, protecting the integrity of America's elections. Your vote, your voice being heard. Clint went on to run for Congress multiple times, not because he expected to win, but because it gave him a platform to raise hard questions and keep election integrity in the public conversation. In the initial race, after passing a polygraph himself, he challenged his opponent, the very congressman who asked him to write the vote-flipping software, to take the polygraph test as well, and he refused. Surprise, surprise. Clint wasn't running for popularity. He was standing for the truth, just like you and me. After the 2020 election, interest in Clint's story surged again, this time from Trump Republicans. Clint is especially grateful to President Trump, who, unlike most politicians, continued to speak boldly about election vulnerabilities long after others had moved on. Now, he says Trump kept people energized. He didn't just talk about it for 3 days. He kept going, inspired that persistence and leadership. Clint made the decision to change his party affiliation once more. He turned the tide back. He returned back to the Republican Party. Welcome, Clint Curtis. Welcome. His principles haven't changed. Clint has always believed in transparent, accountable elections that you, we the people, can trust. What changed was the political landscape. And President Trump's willingness to champion the very concerns Clint has been raising for nearly two decades. In 2024, Clint and his wife, beautiful wife, Jody, love her, made a life-changing decision. And I think for any of us, this would be a difficult one. When the Shasta County Clerk Registrar of Voters position first opened, Clint applied. But he wasn't selected. Still, he did not give up. Says a lot about his character. He and his wife believed in the bold direction Shasta County was taking. Then when Tom Toler later resigned, Clint was invited to apply again. This time, he was chosen and officially appointed as Shasta County Registrar of Voters and County Clerk. They moved across the country without hesitation, ready to serve a community that shared their passion for election transparency and accountability. Now, Clint is running again to be elected by the people he serves. This is the most important election because if politicians can gain this seat back, America will never return to the elections that have been existing. They will never return to stolen elections again. His reason is simple. Elections, every citizen can trust. In Clint's words, if you win or lose, you should know. You should see it for yourself. That's what a constitutional republic demands. And that's what I am here to protect. Ladies and gentlemen, the Shasta County ROV Registrar of Voters, Clint Curtis. Temporarily, we're going to start that video and we're going to answer that question. How the heck do we take our elections back? How do we get our vote and voice heard when the elections have been rigged and stolen? Let's listen in to our gubernatorial candidates for 2026 governor race in the great state of California at our governor showdown.
Let's see what they had to say. Kim was saying, these are the guys standing in the gap. It's pretty good. I like it. But anyway, ready for another softball, you guys?
Let's go.
The LA Times calls me the Johnny Apple. Go to somebody real, one ballot goes somewhere else. What kind of election is that? No wonder you have so much cheating. Your people have lost faith in your elections. So here's the first part. How are you going to win in that kind of climate? Okay? And two, if you do become government, if you do become the governor, how are you going to fix this problem? It's a serious problem. You got machines, you got systems, you don't have local control anymore. So first part is, how do you expect to win in this climate?
When the elections are rigged, that's what we mean by
this climate. Yeah, they're rigged. Yeah, exactly. How do you expect to win? And then second, if you were governor, how would you fix it?
Pastor Cheon, you're first.
Well, I was so encouraged when President Trump said we got to fix the election situation in California. We all know it's a mess. And what I want to do as governor is establish a commission to audit how the elections are being done. We have to have proper guidelines. We need to make sure everyone's a citizen. They have to have their voter ID. And I like the idea of everyone showing up on the same day without mail-in ballots and everyone voting when we're supposed to make it a national holiday, at least statewide in California, where people have the day off from school, from work, and they come and they vote like we used to do.
Excellent. Thank you, Pastor Che. And David Serpa.
Okay. First off, how do you win an election when people are saying that we're past the point of voting? We go out and we talk to people. I've been talking to people for 3 years about voting, and they tell me we're past the point of voting, which means that one, they don't trust this election system and their vote, or two, they believe that violence is the answer. As a combat veteran, I refuse to believe that the only answer is Americans shooting at Americans on American soil. Refuse to believe that. Second, how do we win in this sort of situation where only 30% of people show up to vote? I mean, that's a huge issue. We need to start realizing that we become a party of apathy. The rest of the Republican Party in America treats us like a piggy bank. They come out here to Silicon Valley, they come out to Santa Barbara, they come out to Palm Springs, and then they leave for their competitive congressional districts elsewhere. If I win, we need to get the Secretary of State's office in control. We need to get our elections in control, not by moving back to same-day voting, voter ID, and whatnot, because why wouldn't we move back to stone carvings and smoke signals? We should be moving to the future with voting on a blockchain. The same sort of technology that we trust our money with in the stock market that provides real feedback instantaneously for your money, provides real instantaneous feedback for your vote. When the Secretary of State's office, you can't identify as a veteran. You can't say that you're a veteran on the ballot as one of your three ballot designations. Not only should that office be fixed, we should be able to identify as a veteran if we have served this country. But in addition to that, we should get the Secretary of State's office on an app. All of your paperwork, all of your records, all of everything that you need to have access to, you should have access in the palm of your hand. And then that way we aren't registering our cars for $850. We're registering our cars for 80 cents in the palm of our hands.
Thank you, David. Daniel Mercury.
I love David. I totally agree with David when it comes to why can't we as candidates put our name on the ballot as veterans. It doesn't understand that. I think it's going to put everybody else at a disadvantage. So that's nonsense. But when it comes to what are we going to do to try to win in this particular climate, I would encourage all of you out there to encourage as many Democrats as you possibly can to run for governor so that they can split the vote. right? Let's get as many dinos in there as we possibly can instead of rhinos, right? But when I think about this, we have to think about a number of things, right? What would I do if I become governor and I want to win? Well, one of the first things that I do and I encourage everybody to do right now is get involved with your local registration county clerk's office. They are the ones who are the key to our elections and the integrity of our elections. Many of them are either voted in by the people, they can be recalled. Some of them are actually put in by the Board of Supervisors. So we need to actually involve ourselves into that region of our local government to ensure that we have increased poll watching. We make sure that they are adhering to the California State Constitution, Article 1, I think it's Article 2, Section 2, that ensures that all votes must be counted, not to just shut down at 8 o'clock and then all of a sudden they declare the winner. That's not how this works. And under my administration, you put me in office, I'm going to make sure first and foremost that when it comes to our elections, when it comes to the integrity of our elections, we have to ensure that chain of custody. We need to involve our local sheriffs. We need to involve our actual National Guard. This is one of the most sacred things that we have to maintain our governorship, to maintain our government. Because if I think correctly and clearly, the Constitution ensures that the status of the people remain above government. But if they're cheating the system, there is no way that your status can ever be above government and maintain control of them. Right. So this is one of the key things. And lastly, one of the things that we need to do is we need to purge the voter roll yearly. Why? Here's why you do that. Dead people can't re-register, and of course, illegal aliens aren't going to make themselves presence. So let's make this happen.
Thank you, Danielle. Lewis Herms.
Well, let's have a second of honesty. Under the current system, nobody here is going to win an election. That's the reality of it. So how do we fix it now? You're not going to fix it. We're not going to fix it after we get in. Thank you very much, Dr. Doug Frank, ladies and gentlemen. What do we need to do? We the people need to rise up. We the people need to be getting involved right now. We the people have to educate everybody on what the heck is going on. So I'll give you a little education and see if this resonates with you. In 2018, Orange County, California, Republicans were put in to the county seats. Yet, in the morning, 5 Democrats took those seats. How's that possible?
Cheating.
That's ballot harvesting. Okay? Ballot harvesting. Now, I believe there's a deep state parasitic cabal that's running this mess. All right? That's what's going on right now. So they're ballot harvesting. You think that was new for them? No, they've been doing it 40 years over all around the world. The CIA, sorry, three-letter agency, has been highly involved in this. So in 2018, I don't think they were testing whether ballot harvesting worked. You know what they were doing? They were seeing what the apathy of the Republicans were. And it was horrible because the next day, you know what all 5 of them said? We'll get them next time. Right? That's what they're checking. So at that moment in 2018, they knew they won the 2020 election. Think about that. We need to educate people for We the People really quick since they have a couple seconds left. Voter IDs, no-brainer. Same-day voting. Paper ballots, yada, yada, yada. Of course, one more thing, serial numbers.
Thank you, Lewis Herms.
We got Clint Curtis in the house. Now, Clint Curtis, Shasta County ROV. Shasta County has gone to paper ballot, hand count, tabulator. You can actually see the vote and count the vote all done in one day. He is leading the pack right now in what we would call voter integrity, like real integrity. We're taking our elections back. Now, Clint, you just saw that for the second time. You saw all of these candidates vying to answer that question on election integrity. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, they don't actually know too much about it. It's the problem. You know, they think they can try and out technology someone to make it work, and that's never going to work. I had the same thing when I was doing some consulting with South Korea. They had this big fancy new machine that had 50 levels of encryption and all this thing going on, but in reality that doesn't convince anybody it's going to work. That just convinces people that they can't ever find out if it's going to work. It works fine until the bureaucrats don't want it to work that way, and then no one but them have control over the election, and that is the problem. The problem is we have to not only make elections valid, we have to give it back to the people where they control it, where they can see it, where they can actually check the results, and not just have somebody sit there and say, oh, it's a great election. You know, I mean, yeah. You saw that in 2016 when the guy went on TV and said, it's a horrible election. Everything's broken. The Russians were in it. 2020, he comes on there and he says, we've had the best election ever. What changed in that period? Nothing. The guy who won, that's all that changed.
Yeah.
And the guy saying it has no clue anyway. He's not a programmer. He doesn't have access to anything.
And Clint, I'll tell you what, President Trump won California. We're in good standing. But what people don't realize is on the local level, we lost all across the board, correct?
With these elections, is they don't really target the elections that everybody's watching because it gets a little more aggressive that way. But they can target the farm team. They target all the people coming up. And if all the people coming up don't get elected, you never have a farm team. And so eventually you get, you know, much better candidates at the level on one side than you do on the other. Although I'm not sure that's true for the Democrats right now because their candidates don't seem to, you know, they seem to be all be socialists now. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, you know, some of them actually used to be Democrats, I think, but they're not anymore. They've all jumped the broom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, for those that are just joining the show right now, I'm talking with Clint Curtis, Shasta County, California, Register of Voters Clerk. Now, he has helped that county move to paper ballot hand count tabulator. Today's show is California's last stand. The road to paper ballots begins here. He is leading the pack. Now, we just got off a video with the governor showdown and the candidates asking the questions on how can we have an election, basically where the election is being stolen and being rigged, and then how can we, boost the faith and the confidence in the people? And honestly, here's what I'm thinking. Guys, you're running for governor. If we were to vote today, you would not win because the elections are still stolen. So, Clint, you're here right now to shed the light on what's possible to take our California back, to utilize strategy. If we could do what you're doing across the state of California, could we actually take this state back, Clint?
Absolutely. What we did in Shasta County, because the county actually voted to get rid of the Dominion machines and do everything by hand count. So the then Registrar of Voters went to the state and they had an emergency session for the little county of Shasta, right? To outlaw any type of a hand count, which is crazy, but that's what they did. In fact, they outlawed hand counts all over California, something they've been able to do for 100 years, but now they can't anymore. So what we did in Shasta is we actually have set it up so that we show the ballots prior to them ever touching the machines. And then everybody, all the citizens, can actually hand count anything they want because they've now seen all the ballots before they ever go in. So they verify what's actually taking place. And by doing that, even if you're stuck with the machines, even if you think you need them, you now have the ability to show the public everything that's going on before it ever touches them. And that basically neutralizes them. Because if they cheat now, everyone will know, and it's on video, and you can prove it in court, and then they're done.
Okay.
So naturally, our election came out perfect. Well, why wouldn't it, right? I mean, who's going to cheat when you're being watched that closely? And in fact, we have every process. We have four cameras all around the place. So everything is processed. Everything is watched. Heels everywhere. It is like shut down like Fort Knox.
Yes. Okay. And give us an example. Prop 50. So with voting on Prop 50 in Shasta, what did you see compared to all of the other counties?
Well, in Shasta, they used to be able to front load. I don't know what that means, where you can like stuff ballots in.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
They didn't have any sort of security on them. They basically stuck them in a room without seals, and then anyone could go in there and do whatever they wanted to, which is crazy in the first place. Now they're all locked down. So generally what you see in an election, what you should see in an election, is a flat line. You'll see a group when you do the mail-in ballots, and you'll see a group for the election day, and then you'll see the group for the late ballots that come in that had to be processed. That should be pretty flat. In Shasta, it used to be, you know, you were 20% behind before you ever got to the second one. So that was a front-loading that they were doing up here. But you may have had that happen. I haven't looked at your statistics everywhere else. But in Shasta, we came out, the first set was like 69 against, the second set was like 69 against, and the third set was 69 against. So it was perfect all the way through. And that's what you should always see. It looked like that's not what happened down in the other counties. It looks like, you know, you got a lot of twisting going on. Because even in your counties that were fairly conservative, you still got an overwhelming, you know, push to say yes on the Prop 50. And that doesn't seem right. You know, ours came out exactly like it should be, because it's really hard to cheat when you're on camera, right? And so we got to have it locked down. But they can do this in every county. It's has almost no cost at all, because essentially it's just three cell phones, and not even cell phones connected to anything, just old cell phones, right? Cell phones actually have better cameras than most modern cameras. So, you know, and the best part about them is the cell phones. If you get the older ones, you can't get new ones, you can actually lock them down so they don't change focus.
I like this.
Yeah, autofocus is in most cell phones. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is someone's counting a ballot, their hand is moving. You don't want that up and down push from it trying to refocus the page to the hand. So you lock that down. So now you can see every ballot before it ever touches the machine, and then we count them again after.
Okay, so what it sounds like to me, Clint, is you're putting the power back into we the people's hands. We have the vote. We write the vote. We see where that vote goes from the moment we turn it in all the way through the process of the tabulation. We see it all with our eyes. Yes?
Absolutely. Every step where you see it, when it comes, if it's a mail-in, you see it come in from the people where they've got the seals. You see it opened up for the signature, because they have to open for the signature verification, that little flap on top.
Yes.
Then goes through a machine. Some will have machines, some can do it manually, but it usually goes through a machine, and that captures that signature so they can do signature verification. Then it sorts the ones that were approved from the ones that weren't. And that goes in, on ours, it goes in these transparent. I mean, we got completely clear. It looks like glass.
Well, let's do this. Why don't we show our listeners and our audience the video? That way they can see for themselves. I'll tell you, you did a great job with this video, because what you did is you showed us how we can do this process. And I'm just going to leave a little nugget before I start this video. Can you imagine if 15 counties join us and paper ballot hand count tabulator? We move away from the Dominion machines, away from the ESNS machines, away from the mail-in ballot, and away from any idea of phone in your vote. Are you nuts? Tell me why. This is so significant right now as we're moving into 2026.
You have a midterm coming up. You can already see the mainstream media, which hates Trump, by the way, in case, you know, I'm telling you something you didn't know. Mm-hmm. But they're already saying, oh, it's going to be a blowout. Democrats are just going to crush him the whole nine yards, right? Mm-hmm. They've already had some elections where, if you look at the results, they look a little bit screwy, but the Democrats won. So we need to get this rolled out across the country immediately so that you don't get that blowout issue. And this can be done on any system. If they have a Dominion machine, that's fine. Who cares? They can have that, although Dominion is no longer in business, by the way. So if you have a Dominion machine and you're invested in it, you probably need something new, because that's probably going to be decertified, just saying. But no matter what machine you have, if you're still stuck on your machines, you can actually do this and that will make sure that those machines cannot cheat you.
So good.
And we can do that immediately. It's cheap, it's easy, and the citizens can see everything.
Okay, how long did it take you? So Pete, I want you to walk me through a day. Did you guys announce, guys, today is the day, on this day, we will have elections, your vote matters, hand count, paper ballot, tabulator, and then everybody showed up and voted that day? Is that what you did?
No. They didn't give me the funding to do that. So they still had the early vote that we had to count ahead of time. We couldn't put that on camera ahead of time. We had to count it, you know, because you can't show the results ahead of time. You can't show before the close of election. Once the elections happen, and that's why when you see the polls close at 8 o'clock and at 8:02, they're making a projection. That's because all of those absentee, well, they're no longer absentee, they're now mail-ins, right? Mail-in ballots have already come in. And so those have already been counted. Ideally, what we want to do is to do it all so people can have all of those counted on election day, even if they still have the mail-ins, instead of counting them ahead of time. Because while I don't know the number and the staff doesn't know the number, the computer knows the number. It can tell what the race looks like. And if someone is manipulating it, it can be useful to just have that information go, we're a little down in this race. We need to, you know, do the old-fashioned push on that. Because now you have the numbers ahead of time. So it's best not to have that. So what we're trying to do is to get a sufficient amount of funding in this so that I can have enough scanners and enough tabulation and a big enough building so that everything gets counted only on election day. So no one has any information ahead of time.
Okay, so
it's not that hard to do.
All right, I love it. It's not that hard to do. So let's, like, big picture. Give me the possibility of 15 counties having the funding, billionaires, investors, business owners. We need your money to be directed in the right place that is going to take this state back in a strategy that's going to win so that we get one of our gubernatorial candidates that shares our values into office and our vote is heard. So, Clint, can we? Yes, we can. 15 counties. I'm believing for that. Yes, we can. And if we have the funding, can we implement this across those 15 counties? And what would the funding look like for one county to do something like that? What would your guesstimation be?
Well, it's actually fairly easy. If they don't try and do everything on election day, if they do it just basically the way I had to do it last time where we had the early vote, but we did it, you know, no one could see what was happening, but the computer still knew. So that's something to fix later. But just for this, the funding would be almost, it'd be cheap, because essentially what we have is about $300 for each station. We had six stations. So we had a total of $1,800 invested in the equipment to make this happen. That's all. And that's all.
That's so it.
So they would have the fun. Yeah. It's nothing. It's a stand, a monitor, a couple of, well, actually, we use selfie sticks from Walmart for our farms to come out.
We're not going to support Walmart. There are other ways, Clint Curtis. We'll talk about that later.
The ones from Amazon.
Yeah. No, I get it.
An absolute figure.
We'll feed Jeff Bezos. Uh-huh. No, but you're right. Those are important tools. Listen,
to hold that up. And cameras, and it's not brand new iPhones, because you don't want those.
Yes.
Well, they're expensive.
Yes.
iPhones actually heat up if you leave them on for a long period of time, whereas the old A12s from Samsung, they sit there and 48 hours, they just sit and run. And,
yes.
And you're not paying for a service for the phone. The phone is just a camera. It doesn't do anything else. It's just a camera that hooks into a computer, and the computer can then be hooked into a streaming service. We use AV Capture. And the streaming service sends it out, and that's all there is to it. It's really simple. We set the whole thing up almost by myself, because it's hard to get the staff to really do anything, because they were from the old group and they weren't too familiar with that. And so most of it I had to do by myself, 30 days, have everything set up and ready to live stream.
Amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Now, let me ask you this. You know, Dominion machines told us hand counts are impossible past 50,000 voters. Shasta did 110,000 faster than Los Angeles.
So, but you see, the hand count isn't the responsibility of us. it's the people. So I gave them the ability to hand count, but it's not us having to fund people to do it, like in other countries, like Germany.
Yes.
Germany does a hand count in one day. Well, how do they do that? They have a couple more than 50,000 people in Germany, yeah. I believe. So, in fact, they have more people than Los Angeles. I think they have more than California. Point is, the way they do it, and what I've been trying to tell people who want to do a hand count, because I always prefer a hand count. We get a system designed to show people how you do it very quickly, but you still need a lot of people. And the way they do that in these other countries is you basically draft them, just like jury duty, except it's elections. And in Germany, it works so well that they have so many people sign up to do the elections because they don't want to do jury duty, right? I mean, who wants to do that? If you do one, you don't have to do the other. And so you get all the people you need. It's about 1%. 1% of the voters is what you need to actually do a successful hand count in one day. But that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
If you have 100 million people, that's a million people doing a hand count. So that's a lot of people. In Germany, they do it. In Spain, they do it. In France, they do it. Everybody does it. And it's better because the citizens are now involved. They come in, they do the whole thing. But this will allow them to do it at home.
I love it.
So
I love it.
So that is the key. They can hand count, even though California won't let us hand count. Not possible. All the citizens can do so.
Okay. When you just said this allows them to do it at home, what do you mean by that?
That means the citizens can actually sit in their living room, download these videos, which will show every ballot going through, and count through those ballots and figure out if they match what the computer says. And they can do it by a batch, because we have batch numbers on there. So they can actually look at the batches. We print out these things to show this is what the tabulator said it had for each batch. Batch numbers on there. All they have to do is match and go, okay, well, I'm going to check batch 15 out of precinct 12.
Okay.
They walk over and they do it. They're done.
Okay, fantastic. So if I'm painting a picture, this is what it looks like. I go in and I go and vote. I write down who I'm voting for. I hand that in. You have that complete hand count paper ballot tabulator process set. I go back to my car, head home, hop on, and I can go to the website and watch everything happening exactly as it's happening and see my vote go through.
Exactly. But you can also download the video, because let's say you're busy when you get home.
Sure.
You can download the video and watch it when you want to. Or you can get your friends together and go, you know, Fred is down by 2 votes. We're going to check every one of these. And they can sit down and check every one of them. Because, you know, some people are really, they try and block the public. So they don't want to be caught making a mistake.
Yes.
Well, if the machine makes a mistake, what do I care? It's its mistake, right? We want to catch that.
That's right.
We don't want to defend it. Everybody always goes, oh, well, you know, the machine made an error. It must be some sort of something that'll never happen again. And then it happens again and again.
That's right. And then we saw that over and over. I got to tell you, I'm so excited that our dear friend, Dr. Douglas G. Frank, introduced us. Absolutely love him. We had a powerful strategy session following the Take Your Power Back California Governor Showdown so that we together can really work towards taking our California back. So let me ask you this one. So I want you, Clint, to give me three ways someone could still cheat under the hand count paper ballot tabulator system and how you have slammed every door shut on that cheating.
Well, we still have one problem, and that is, of course, the voter rolls.
Okay.
Because in California, we can't get rid of those yet because that's controlled by the state and they do what they want to do. That's why the DOJ is suing them right now. That's
okay.
Something that
the DOJ is suing the state of California right now because of the dirty voter rolls. And if anyone follows Dr. Douglas G. Frank, election integrity expert in 48 states, he exposes all of this and lays out how they're stealing the elections in the state of California. Go on, Clint.
Anyway, that could be fixed by the president right now, because the only reason they are doing it on the state level is because the federal law under HAVA said that they have to do it under the state levels. They took it away from the counties. If they gave it back to the counties and put criminal penalties for people who didn't actually do it, that would probably solve the problem. Although you'd probably get a lot of people resigning today, you know, also immediately because they don't want to go to jail because they're lazy. But in our system, the only way to cheat is actually they could have cheated. They could have front loaded before.
Okay.
They just put them in rooms so they could have front loaded.
Yeah.
That can happen. Everything's down under camera, all in transparent containers. Everything is sealed. Nobody gets complete control. You know, the people who pick up the ballots, drop them off. That's their level. They don't get another thing. There's another group that goes through and tears off the little ballots and puts them away so it can be sorted. And another group actually runs them through. So there's people watching people, and all of these are logged. So they can't cheat that way. There was a possibility of stuffing ballot boxes. We basically, you know, the drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We had like 14 of them, didn't need them. We're down to 4, which is all I'm required to have, and that's all I'm going to have. Because we have people running around, and they spent an extra $120,000, I think, for running around these boxes because they, you know, you got little old ladies, they're retired. They're running around picking these things up, driving all over the county, stopping for lunch, going home, because they're out all day on a route.
Sure.
So we eliminated that. And we've had people where their car got broken into with the ballots in there, you know, and the ballots came in, they weren't secured, you know, did somebody do something or did they just forget, you know, but it's a bad way to do it. So what we have is now we send out 4 routes. The route is there and back. Don't stop and go to the bathroom. Don't catch lunch.
There we go. Yep.
That is your job. Twice a day, you go hit those ballots. So we get 8 all day, you know. And that's exactly the way it works. So that eliminated that particular potential. The other potential is eliminated where the machines can be manipulated. And you can see why, because now everybody can see what goes in before they can do anything. So we haven't eliminated the machines. And we haven't eliminated all the vulnerabilities to having a computer count your vote. What we eliminated is for them to count it where you can't see it being counted. If you know the ballots before it goes in, you may not see them counted, but you can count it before it goes in, so you know what they should be counting. So even if it's a math error, you will know.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't make a math error in a computer. It's previous total plus one. It's not a really complicated program. I wrote it back in 2000. It's really simple. So we have shut it down.
I love it.
The only way to get me right now is with the mail-ins. Cheating on those particular levels. And that's a voter roll thing.
Right.
You know, where people can come in and like we had one down in Dallas, we're looking at this and 600,000 people registered the week before the election and then unregistered right after the election. Who do you know?
Wow. 600,000 people.
600,000. Yes. Who do you know who ever unregisters?
Holy cow.
Nobody.
Wow. It is so bad.
You don't go, I better unregister with the voting people before I leave. That never happens.
Yeah.
So when you see that, you should go out and just find those people. And they're probably not really people, by the way, but you should find out how they got in the system and how they were allowed.
Dead people that voted, the people that voted from other states that don't even know that they voted here, right? So yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. I'll tell you what, the reason why we're having this conversation today is because 2026 is a very big year for us. Right now is the imperative time that we have a strategy in place to take our elections back, to take our California back. You know, we're on the heels of the Take Your Power Back California Governor Showdown. We've got gubernatorial candidates, a lot of them, a handful of them, that really share our values. And we could see, you know, take on that role of governor. But the reality is we can't even get them there with the current status of where our elections are at, unless we're in Shasta County. Why are you a Lone Ranger? We got to stop this. We need 15 counties, if not every county, to jump on board to take our elections back. You know, we're going to continue this conversation in just a second. This is an imperative time. I'm going to take a moment just to thank our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to close out the show with a clear action plan. and leaving people with nuggets of where they can take action today. So Clint Curtis, don't go anywhere. And why Clint's on the phone is because we were getting all kinds of feedback on the other side. We're not sure what the breakdown was. We normally don't have this issues on my side nor his side. So I'd like to say we are powerful pivoters. We are pivoting today. And if we're going to win the 2026 election of who is the governor, the God-given, I want to say, our godly, virtuous, take your power back governor, then we better get our ducks in order with taking our elections back. So, hey, stay with us, Clint. We're going to pull you in just a second. Now, listen, it's time, guys. It is time. The stakes are high. It's time to fire up the pits and get ready to take your power back with freedomstakesnow.com. Freedomstakesnow.com/Kim. What is freedomstakesnow.com? Well, listen, they have been stealing your food, or at least the real food. They've been poisoning your beef, poisoning your chicken, poisoning your food. And I say no more, not on our watch. It's time to take our power back by shopping for beef that has no hormones, no antibiotics, never, ever mRNA'd. It has no junk in the trunk. And I tell people all the time, I am a beef eater. I wasn't necessarily a beef eater in the past, only because it was super expensive to go out to restaurants when you have a family of six, right? So we just didn't do a lot of eating beef out of the house. And when I cooked beef, it was okay. It was nothing special, nor did I feel energized for the meat I was putting in my body until I accessed the resource at freedomstakesnow.com. We are beef lovers. I've had beef at Mar-a-Lago, beef at the highest level steakhouses. I love my beef. This is where I get it. freedomstakesnow.com/Kim. Go there. You'll have access to a video. Say yes. I want to watch that video. Go watch the video all the way to the end. Get a sense of this vertically integrated ranch that is the bomb diggity. We have been shopping with the PatriotsMade.com resource for over 20 years. That led us to freedomstakesnow.com/Kim. Go check it out. Get your beef today. Remember, the stakes are high. This is your health. Take your health back. And let's fire up the Barbie for Thanksgiving and the holidays with getting your ribeyes, your fillets. I mean, I don't care what kind of beef they are. They got it. You go get the steak that you want at freedomstakesnow.com/Kim. Today is the day we have been talking about getting rid of the machines, right? Making the switch to paper ballot hand count. In today's show, California's Last Stand, the road to paper ballots begins here. You just showed us how to do it. You showed us how to take our power back using paper ballot hand count. You've made it to where it is 100% integrity. And I love that. So Clint, if we were to implement a plan, now everybody's listening, Clint, everybody's listening. We're going to implement a plan through Take Our California Back. And you're the quarterback. You're the quarterback at this leg of the race. You're going to show us how to do it across at least 15 counties. What would you say would be the first step in bringing the teams together? Like, we've already started. We have a core team right now, Clint, and we've actually put together a survey so that we knew what the qualifications were of all of those people. And here's the cool thing, Clint, I know that every listener right now can go to takeourcaliforniaback.com. Let me actually put that in here. If you guys go to takeourcaliforniaback.com, what you're going to see is, first of all, there's a couple things I want you to do. I want you to go subscribe, because then you're on our email list. And then we can invite you to our meeting where we're pulling in those warriors, you, my freedom-loving patriots, General Flynn says local action equals national impact. We see what Clint has done and what his teams have done. They've taken their power back on a very local level. We have the ability to do that. If we can pull in, let's start with 15. We might land on 6 or 7, but that gives us the ability to take California back. So Clint, imagine this. I'm going to paint the picture. We've got all of our warriors. They've gone to takeourcaliforniaback.com. They have subscribed. Now we've sent them the survey on, you know, what their gifts and talents are so we can put them in the team that they're going to love being a part of. We spend the next 90 days to lock and load and creating paper ballot hand count tabulator in 15 counties, right? So what would you say is going to be the first step in igniting these counties?
The first step is probably knowledge. You have to get this out to them and tell them that this is the system you want so that you can trust the elections. It doesn't matter if they're still using machines or kind of stuck with them in California for now. I think once the machines can't be manipulated, people will let go of them. Because they're not that much value. Then they're expensive and they've got to maintain them and there's things that go wrong. And then we can actually get to just a hand count. But this is that intermediate step where they can still keep their teddy bear, but we can move them into a place where everybody can trust their elections. So we got to get that done. You've got to get people lined up that actually are interested in promoting it, because you know you have to push this out. So if you can promote this across not just California, but the country, then that will be useful. If we can get President Trump to come back it, that would be useful. Although in California, that might be bad because, you know, sometimes there's so much, you either love him or you hate him.
Right, right.
I personally love him. I mean, I think he's doing a great job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's a little harsh sometimes, but I've come to like that because you actually know where he stands.
Yes.
He doesn't sugarcoat it. So yes. I'm okay with that. But, you know, that might be a little bit of pushback, but I think he has a lot more support than most people were willing to jump up and say. And then I think that you have a blue California if you could get this system in place, because people who were in the middle, you know, I'm kind of in the middle guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm a nationalist, so Trump kind of falls in very easy for me. It was kind of like Trump is the same thing that the Democrats were talking about 20 years ago, limiting immigration, all that. That was all Democratic stuff.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you know, it went the other way.
Yeah.
I think you could pull that center over really easy
and
turn this state blue quickly.
Okay. Especially well, hold on a second. If we turn the state blue, we're turning the state to
red.
I know. I heard you say that. I'm like, what are you talking about, Clint?
Yeah.
No, what you're saying is,
I've lost my mind.
No. What you're saying, what you were trying to say, because I got what you were saying. You were basically saying that we can pull the blue over. We can pull the blue over to the red. That's the key part. When people realize that their vote was stolen, right? And that they actually can get their voice heard, whether they are right or left. You know, their voice can actually get heard. That is key.
And they'll know.
And they will know because they can see it for themselves. That is powerful. Clint, in the next 90 days, for every soul listening, what you just said is key. I want you guys to start by going to takeourcaliforniaback.com. That's takeourcaliforniaback.com. Go subscribe. Number one, go subscribe. Share it with everybody you know. Okay. I'm going to see that you've subscribed. And I am personally going to reach out. We're going to send you the survey so that you can get involved. Okay. And you can get involved in your area of expertise. You might not know what that is. The survey is going to help you to do that. And I also want you to go watch the showdown. There are key things you need to see in that showdown. And then go back on takeourcaliforniaback.com. Go watch the deeper dive. I've interviewed every single one of the candidates that are running for governor of California. Go watch the deep dive. It is telling you could go everywhere else, but I'm telling you, the Bible says the heart is deep waters. A wise man draws out the heart. I drew out the heart of these candidates. Thank you, Jesus, for the wisdom and discernment. You want to hear that truth. Take our CaliforniaBack.com. Now, we got 30 seconds, Clint, before we close up the show. Clint, give it to me right now. Where can people reach you?
Email is ClintCurtis at ClintCurtis.com. If you are interested in the campaign, just go to ClintCurtis.com and it will redirect into the, the big long title it has there. I think it's Clint Curtis for Clerk 2026 or something. But don't worry about all that. That's too much of a problem. ClintCurtis.com, C-L-I-N-T-C-U-R-T-I-S, and you're there. And you can read all about it. You can get hold of me. If anyone wants to come see the system in Shasta County, come on up. Be glad to have you. You don't even have to make an appointment. Just,
I love it. Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.com. Clint, you're a blessing. I'm so excited to work with you. We are going to take California back. God bless you, my brother. A warrior! A total warrior. Thank you, Clint. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, Clint Curtis, that was what a powerful show today. Listen, we have what we need to take California back. It's now up to you. Remember, President Trump said, I am standing in the way of them getting to you. Now it's time for you to stand in that gap. Just like you saw in the showdown, our governor candidate stood in the gap. It's your turn to take your power back. Go to takeourcaliforniaback.com. Friends, this is the end of today's show, but it's just the beginning. The next 90 days are going to be integral. You can still have a great turkey. You can still have a Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday and have your hands in the pot to take California back. Go to takeourcaliforniaback.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. To support the Take Your Power Back Show, go to takeyourpowerbackshow.com. That's takeyourpowerbackshow.com. You can find us on all platforms. You'll find us there. TakeYourPowerBackShow.com. May God bless you abundantly as you take your power back. I'll see you all on the other side. God bless and happy Thanksgiving. May you be blessed.
Thank you for joining us for the Take Your Power Back Show. As peak performance breakthrough coach Kim Yater speaks to other freedom-loving Americans that are making a positive impact in the world by standing in truth amid adversity. Listen in weekly and learn how to take your power back in your freedom, in your personal and professional life, in technology and creativity, and in your faith. Be encouraged, be inspired, be transformed as you step into your power and take action in your leadership and allow your voice to be heard. Together, let's take your power back. To sponsor and support the Take Your Power Back Show, go to takeyourpowerbackshow.com. That's takeyourpowerbackshow.com and take your power back.